from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Astroglide, the one and only best-selling lubricant on the market today. Check them out at astroglide.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS at checkout. Well, it would make sense to use your checkout code anyway for a special listener discount. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the lubrication-free state of Arkansas. It is the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
No, it's not lubrication-free. I've got it right here.
Oh, you have it right there. Now, how did that happen? How did they send you the free sample instead of sending it?
I'm doing some video testimonials for Astroglide. So they sent me some free samples. But I'm just, you know, I'm doing things like lubing up cucumbers and, you know, things of that nature.
You know, things you do when you're testing these kind of things.
Right.
Why the hell am I so, like, washed out on this video? I don't even know what that is.
I thought you were washed up, but I wasn't aware that you were washed out.
Okay, I could be. Do you see my enormous Perry the Platypus eyes staring at you over my shoulder? Uh-oh, I still have the theme song going.
You know what happens when you do noise removal on a slowly faded out theme song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get wah. Yes, I see your Perry the enormous fucking platypus over your shoulder.
Yeah, that was a birthday present from Laurie Dean. It's my big Perry the platypus. Well, it's a throw, but I have it put up on the wall back behind me so that Perry's evil, like, well, his badass looking eyes are like looking over me into the camera.
So, Daniel, are you happy to see me, or is that just still Perry the platypus over your shoulder?
Perry the platypus on my shoulder. Yeah, no. Exactly. No, I was concerned about the Astroglide because, you know, we use our manager Joey Buhecker, who normally sends me all the free products that that are our sponsors. I guess somehow he convinced him to send you the products.
I see how it is.
Well, yeah, I don't negotiate these kind. I use our manager Joey Buhecker.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that we had a manager.
Yeah.
I'm just behind the times on this.
You should keep up with this. Oh, fuck. Now my phone's going off and stuff.
Do you need to get that? Or
No, it's not. My phone's not ringing. It's binging and bonging at me. Someone played a word feud.
Oh, I see.
And so now it's dinging at me. There's like a different noise for everything.
I have a dilemma in life that's not in the discussion topics, but speaking of word feud, draw something. As everyone knows, or as a lot of people know, I play in church on Sundays.
Yes.
Well, everyone's been talking about how wonderful draw something is, but I cannot join in that conversation with the church people because draw something uses your Facebook for you to log in. And I can't tell them I'm playing it because then they'd be like, hey, why don't you play us? And then I'd have to like add them on Facebook and those two worlds do not mix.
You don't do that.
No.
This must be why I'm not playing Draw Something, because I don't have a Facebook account.
Well, you know, maybe there's a possibility to do it without that, but that's how it asks you to do it when you first sign in. And I thought, well, a lot of people, listeners...
Wait, does Poodle McNoodle have a Facebook account?
You know, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I can delete it and rejoin. But now all my Facebook friends and listeners and stuff are playing games with me. And so anyway, regardless. So I put a topic on there for the first one because I was at the gym today.
Oh, no way. And that's amazing that you would be at the gym today.
You know, I've kind of fallen off the wagon just a little bit. I didn't go yesterday.
Gym all the time. Yes.
But I didn't go one other day this week. But anyway, regardless. So I was.
Oh my god! 2 days that you didn't go.
There are a couple of things at the gym.
You, sir, are a fat cow now.
Well, I am actually, but there are a couple of things at the gym that annoy me, and not annoy me. There's one that annoys me, and another thing. The thing that annoys me is my gym is in the clubhouse of the apartment complex.
Okay.
And the windows of the gym are facing the pool. So, and there's a door right next to the pool that you can get into the area where the gym is.
I would just like to point out this is an audio podcast. They don't see you drawing the little blueprint with your hands.
I'm doing that for you. And so anyway, so when you're, And the windows are large windows, so everyone can see you at the pool. So what happens is you'll be on your elliptical or on the treadmill or whatever, and you'll be doing your workout. And someone inevitably will have forgotten their little key fob or whatever to get in.
And so they'll knock on the door.
So they will knock on the window and be like, hey, you know, waving. Sorry, again, I know it's an audio podcast. I'm waving at you. But anyway, and they'll be like trying to get your attention. Well, you feel like an ass if you don't get off of your piece of equipment and go to the door and open and let them in. The problem is those pieces of equipment, especially the cardio, are timed. You are striving to do a certain time on those things. And by the time you get, and a lot of them will pause for a second and then start back up, and the time will keep going. But the door is far enough away that by the time you get to the door, let them in and get back, it has forgotten that you were on there. So then you have to remember like what time you were at, and then the whole rest of your cardio workout, you have to be doing math. Okay, how much longer do I have to go?
Or you could run to the door and run back.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. It seems like anytime I go to the door, because there's another door I have to go through to get to the other door.
Oh, and it's, I see.
Yeah. So, and you know, I know they're not trying to be rude or anything. They just want to get in the gym and whatever.
Right.
But I sit there and I'm thinking, God, I hope somebody else gets up and goes and goes. And I think everybody is thinking the same thing, because there's, you know, there are like two or three people on treadmills and I'm on the elliptical, and there are people lifting weights. I think the people lifting weights should be the one to go and do that, because they're not timing themselves. So that was the first thing. So that's annoying. And that's probably just a problem with me, because most gyms don't have people knocking on windows, hey, let me in. But maybe some people are at apartment complexes and have that issue. The other thing that is not annoying, but is embarrassing. We have these people at my gym that are rather muscular and lift huge amounts of weight.
Yes.
And I look over there because I was doing weights today, and the bench press machine, that's the actual one where you actually put the weights on there.
I've got balls of steel.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if anyone else has this self complex or this whatever that I have, but
Trust me, it is just you.
Anyone else, when they're at the gym, when they're going up to one of those pieces of equipment that's made for lifting weights, and they look at, like, you know, somebody's got the thing on like 300 million pounds, and do you ever feel that little tinge of embarrassment, you know, and kind of look around to see if anybody else is looking when you have to pull the pin and like move it up to like five? You know, or whatever. But this is even worse, because this is a barbell with actual free weights on it. So I look over there.
Oh, so you have to spend 30 minutes removing all of the weights.
So I look over there today. Every single weight that is in with that set was on the barbell. I mean, every one of them. I don't know how many. It's not a huge set, but I mean, there were like 245s on each side, and it was probably like 200 pounds on there. I don't know how many it was. Maybe 300 pounds. I don't know. But I literally had to go to each side, take all of them off, put them on the little rack so that I could get to the, you know, get to the smaller ones, and then put the smaller ones back on. So, I mean, it was like embarrassing, because here I am, you know, with these muscle daddies or whatever, you know, walking around, you know, or whatever they are. And I'm like, you know, daintily pulling them off, you know, 10 minutes later after I've cleared the things of the weight. I mean, some of those weights, it was hard to even get the one weight off the barbell because it's so heavy. Anyway.
That's sad to me.
Well, and I thought you might understand a little bit of that, because you've told me before that you don't like to go to the gym because you have you are self-conscious about things at the gym.
I don't like to go to the gym when there is when there's a lot of people there. Because when I used to work at home and I lived in the mall, I would go down in the afternoon and there would be nobody there. So if I didn't make it down to the gym before like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I would not go to the gym until much, much later, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, when there would be nobody there.
I mean, most of the time I'm not hugely embarrassed. I mean, I know how to lift weights. I know the form. I know what all the equipment does. I've been working out long enough, but it's just those little things when you have the really muscular guys in there and you have to go in and like take their weight off and put your scrawny little weight on. I mean, that's just, but I did it. I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere. And probably they're not thinking anything about it. Probably they're thinking, you know, good for him. You got to start somewhere. That's probably what they're thinking.
That's probably, no, they're probably thinking, like, I wonder how long he's going to be in those. So I want to use those next.
Maybe so. Although the windows.
He needs to quit using those because I ain't going to go use those next.
Going back to the windows, though, it is getting hot here again, and the pool is right outside the gym. So I'm getting some really nice views that are motivating me to go to the gym more often.
Did you take pictures?
No, I didn't.
Why? You should post some pictures.
Well, maybe I'll, you know, that's hard to do without people noticing.
Do you not have a digital camera?
I have it. You mean, well, a camera would be very obvious, wouldn't it? Because it is an actual
camera. Not if you took it from your apartment. Are you saying you can see the pool from your apartment?
No. I can see the pool from the gym.
Oh, from the gym.
The gym is right next to the pool, and there are big old huge windows right there. So while I'm doing the elliptical, I can just look at all the hot guys tanning, because they all go out there to tan. All those muscular guys who put the heavy weights on there,
yes.
They're the ones that like strip their shirt off when they're done and go tan. You know,
right? Because that's what they do. Those are the
I like more efficient methods of tanning. The tanning bed.
Tanning bed. The compressed tanning, as it were.
So it's still your birthday, I see.
Well, you know, it is now officially no longer my birthday, but it was. See, my birthday this year fell on a Wednesday, which is the exact middle of the week. So, and I had a celebration the weekend before my birthday, and then I had a celebration the weekend after my birthday. And it was just, you know, that's how I do. That's how I roll. And so I think on the last show I had talked that we had gone to New York City and not looked up and made sure that we didn't get mugged. And and went to a comedy show and dinner, and then we were going to do something this past weekend, which we did. So on Thursday evening, we drove down to the Mohegan Sun Casino. Yes, I know. We've been there before. But we went down there to have dinner again at
Bobby
Flay's
restaurant. How was the Mohegan Sun Casino?
Well, we've never stayed there before. This is our first time staying there. So the rooms are very nice.
I think I saw pictures.
Yeah, so we did. Robert posted some pictures on his Google Plus. We were on the 28th floor overlooking Connecticut, the rolling hills of Connecticut, which is quite pretty. And it's right there on a little river. It is, well, actually a big river, but it's very nice. It's very pretty.
You know, I was actually thinking, did they go to Vegas for Daniel's birthday?
Right.
Because did, those rooms look so similar to like a Vegas room.
They are. You know. They're very casino-y rooms. So he stayed there. It's a very nice big room with a big bed, and you know the bathroom was huge, and it had like sliding doors, double sliding doors to get into the bathroom. It was very grand. So we were there, and we went down to Bobby Flay's Bar American for the second time, and have dinner there, which was delicious.
Ever there?
Oh, he was there just for my birthday. Flew in just for my birthday.
Did you meet him?
He came over to the table, and I told him to get the fuck away from me.
Well, because I know you think he's an ass.
Right, he's an asshole. And I was just like, you know, dude, just get the fuck away from me. Leave the food, go away. Just leave the food. Leave the food and walk away. So I had a lovely salad, which was a very interesting salad with the bib lettuce and a poached egg with blue cheese. It was kind of like this really weird kind of towery thing, but delicious. And and Fatty would have loved it because it had really crispy bacon on it. And then, of course, I had the steak again and did not have the dessert.
Now, I do have a question for you about Bobby Flay.
Sure.
How do you know that he's an ass? You've never met the man. I mean, how do you know that Bobby Flay is? He never seems like an ass to me on any of his shows.
He does to me. Yeah. And to me, he seems like an ass.
Why? I mean,
I don't know. He just does. It's just one of those. You know, I'm sure he's a delightful man. He just has no business acting because he was on Entourage and he's just not a good actor. He's just one of those people you should not act.
I learned that because the guy who does Restaurant Impossible,
yes.
The British guy with the big huge muscles,
yes,
I can't remember his name. He was on an episode of something that I watch, and yeah, he shouldn't have.
And so I don't want to say that there's a skill involved in acting because that will give certain listeners of ours big heads, but let's just say that Bobby Flay should cook and not act. And the food was delicious. It was wonderful. And then, we played around the casino. And then we spent the night. And then the next day when we were leaving, we stopped and had lunch at the casino. you know, before we hit the road.
Right.
And there's a secondary Bobby Flay restaurant there called Bobby's Burger Palace, which we've never, ever been able to eat to because it has always been completely jam-packed full and then a line. And they do that family seating thing, which is one of those things that I hate to just like no end. I hate these things where it's like, we're just going to have one big long table in the restaurant and everyone can just kind of sit next to everyone because it's really quaint and cool. And it's like, no, it's not quaint and cool. It's disgusting and I don't like sitting next to strangers and I don't want to sit next to strangers.
What do you say to them? It's like,
I know
you and I do podcasts and most people might think that we're actually social,
right.
But I do not want to sit next to people I don't know.
Especially because they're going to be straight people and they're going to like probably be Republicans and I don't want to talk to these people. So, if it was Pride 48 and we were there with a bunch of people from our group, then yeah, it'd be awesome, but it's not. So, when we were leaving, they had just opened. It was 11 a.m. They had just opened, and there was nobody in the entire Bobby's Burger Palace, so we ate there. Oh, my God. The great burgers. The burgers were excellent, and it was very good. I had these sweet potato fries with my burger with the horseradish mustard sauce.
You know, sweet potato fries are all the rage right now. I've been liking...
When done correctly, they are very good.
I've been enjoying sweet potato fries for at least a couple of years, but all of a sudden, they're like exploding. Sonic Drive-In has sweet potato tater tots now.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
And they're not all that great, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, anything at Sonic is probably not that good.
I thought, I'm going to try the sweet potato tots, you know.
All right, so that was fun. We went there to the had a lovely little casino thing, and then this morning, today is Sunday, so this morning we went to brunch with Lurie Dean and his current person that he is dating, and that's been my birthday thing. But there have been some Amazon gifty things that have come through, and so I feel that I should probably say thank you to some people.
Go right ahead.
Right. So first of all, I want to thank Adam Burns. I'm not sure who that is.
Never heard of him.
Yes.
Is he a listener?
Probably a listener. Huh. Thank you so much for your the Amazon gift card that you sent me. It was lovely. Let's see. Patrick from New York has sent me an Amazon gift card. Thank you so much, Patrick. And by the way, Patrick, I think, sent it along with a thing saying, I was glad that you didn't look up. Because he's from New York. He's from New York City. And so he was there. And I couldn't see him when I was there because I didn't look up. And then I got another Amazon gift card from Steve. Thank you so much, Steve. That was lovely of you. I appreciate it. And then finally, I got yet one more Amazon gift card, and I have no idea who it's from. All it says is, happy birthday. Now go buy yourself a Snuggie.
Now, I have to say something about Amazon gift cards and birthdays in general. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that in the whole time that I've been podcasting, I've ever gotten anything for my birthday.
You know what? So, no, just relax. Your birthday is in a while.
I'm not complaining that you got anything. I'm saying this. We now know that Daniel got a bunch of shit for his birthday. When my birthday comes up, people, I expect some love.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. And instead of Amazon gift cards, you just want naked photos.
I mean, I don't want. You can send me naked photos. Yes. I love those. Right. I would like both. Mm. Or
excellent.
You could send me gift cards to some sex toy site. And you could recommend products by taking photos of yourself using those products. No, I don't need anything complicated. I'm just saying I would like some love. That's all I'm saying.
Well, anyway, but so thank you to those of you who sent me an Amazon gift card. That was I am a snarky individual, so when I say, I want an Amazon gift card, you can go to my gift list or something like that. I'm not being serious. I don't expect people to buy
things. I am serious.
So I would just like to thank those of you who did that. And thank you very much. So I now have a dilemma of what do I get on Amazon? Because I was thinking, I could use this just to buy music and TV shows and whatnot.
What about those music clips that we keep using free copies of?
Exactly. Right. I could use that to finally buy that happy birthday song. And then I was just like, now I've gotten four of them and I actually have enough to like get another Roku. Maybe I should just get another Roku. And then I was just, so I'm torn.
I got a new Roku. And the remote sucks. I mean, I have to hit it 3 or 4 times to get it to work.
Why don't you, like, you're on Twitter.
Well, I should. I don't have my receipt.
Tweet out that my Roku remote broke the day after I bought it. And then immediately they'll tweet you back and go, oh, we're so sorry that you had a problem here. Follow our customer service and rep and they'll help you. And then tell the service rep, well, I don't have I can show you the credit card statement, but I don't have the receipt.
Well, I bought it from Best Buy. I'm wondering if, and I love Roku, but it's just something. I mean, it works great other than that. But I mean, I literally will sit there in bed and like be clicking, 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 trying to get to. And then sometimes it all of a sudden remembers that I clicked 5 more times and it goes too far in the list of videos or whatever. Anyway.
I'm done with my birthday part too, and I don't want to talk about you going on because I get yelled at for my segues.
You could have segued. You get yelled at because you make no attempt to segue at all. You're like, so I see the next thing on your list here is called Drive of Shame. What might that be, Adam?
Right. What is that?
Well, okay.
See, that technically that is a segue.
So
it is transitioning from one subject to another. It is signifying a topic change.
I'm going to tell you guys all about my Drive of Shame. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Adam, can you tell me about your drive? Do you have any driving music for this?
No, but if you have some, feel free to interject and or to put something in there if you'd like. So here we go.
What would be good driving? I don't even know what good driving music would be.
Something from that that movie where the two chicks went on like the old movie with like Susan Sarandon and.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, is there some famous song from that movie? I don't know. I mean, I was by myself, but I don't think that's a Thelma and Louise. Anyway, so I'm going to have to preface this by saying most of you know that I like strip clubs.
Yes.
All right. So, and I have to say also, listener Chod, please fast forward about 10 minutes.
Right, Chod, fast forward 10 minutes.
And then, okay. So most of you know that I like strip clubs, but I have a specific requirement with my strip clubs, and that is they have to actually get naked.
Right.
Because by definition, a strip club, you should be naked. I can see boys in underwear at my apartment pool. I mean, I do not need to go to a club for that. I want to see dicks. Okay.
Right. You could Google. You could just Google image like boys in Speedos.
Oh, you could also Google dick and see if you turn.
I know, but I'm just saying, Google images, right?
I mean, I want like a shower with like a dick flopping around with like foaminess and a guy swinging it in your face and whatever. So.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't Google boys in Speedos because they tend to be really young. How about guys in Speedos? Maybe
and if you're with the federal government, please disregard the last thing that Daniel said.
What the fuck?
Anyway.
And like boys in Speedos, there's like 6-year-olds or something. It was wrong.
So I had been talking to listener Chod a few weeks back and mentioning, and he knew that I like strip clubs. And he actually said those pictures that he sent us, he took on the pool table at this particular strip club.
Ah.
So anyway. So he was like, oh, yeah, they get completely naked, whatever, whatever, whatever. It's not too far from you, you know, and everything. And so because I'm trying to think of things to fill my weekends to look forward to so that I don't miss mittens as much.
Right.
I'm trying to think of exciting things that I can do. And I thought, well, you know what? Hell, I'm just going to drive to that strip club. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where that strip club is.
Where is that?
That strip club is in Centerville, Illinois.
Centerville, Illinois. Now, let's wait. Let me go over to my Google Maps here. Centerville, Illinois.
Now, would anyone like to know how far away?
Wait, where are you? Where are you?
I am in. Well, I don't want stalkers to come.
No. I mean, what town? What town are you?
I'm in Rogers.
Rogers, Arkansas.
That's correct.
Right, so I'm now doing a Google search for Rogers, Arkansas, and then I want to get directions from here to where? Centerville, Illinois. Here we go.
Yes.
Ah, well, that is a trek.
It is a healthy drive, let me tell you. So
is 6 hours and 14 minutes.
All right, not quite that far. It was, I don't know. The Google Maps told me something different. It's about 5.5 hours. So, now I know most of you may think that that's crazy, but
that's crazy.
But I thought to myself, you know what, Adam, you're not doing anything.
you're not.
You've never tried those little 5-hour energy drinks. So perfect right. time to try those out.
Right.
And, you know, so I make, and I don't like long drives, and I was by, and I hate long drives, but.
Did you listen to a podcast on the way?
I actually listened to old episodes of a radio show that I like, but. Because I'm up to date on all my podcasts. So anyway,
you could have listened to our shows.
I've listened to every one of our shows. I'm listening again. But anyway, so I but the cool thing is I had to rent a car because I'm putting my car in the shop. So I went ahead and rented one Friday, and it has an iPod connector built in. Because, you know, my car is like 14 years old and does not have technology.
I was going to say, welcome to 2000.
So I connected the iPad up to it. And not only did all of my podcasts come out of these speakers in the car, which was amazing.
Amazing.
But the GPS, the voice navigation thing also came through the speakers. And it was wonderful.
Did you expect the voice to come from somewhere else?
No. The voice is in my head. No, she's like, you know, turn left in 5 feet or whatever. I was like, wow, that's coming out right over the top of the radio show I'm listening to. It's amazing. Amazing.
It is amazing. Technology is just wonderful.
So I do the little drive, you know, in my rental car. And although I must say the Toyota Touareg, I believe is what it's called. First of all, because I got the very cheapest car that you can get, they don't even include cruise control. So I did a 12-hour round trip with no cruise control. I mean, that's
don't we have a listener that works for Toyota?
I don't know if he works for Toyota or not, but
I think Ev works for. He wanted you to try one of their new music thing.
Let me tell you, it's a cute little car and it's gray and I like gray cars and everything. But
I don't even see it on their website. What's it called?
I think it's a Touareg, Taureg or something like that.
Not a Yaris. Huh?
Oh, no, it's a Yaris. It's a Yaris. That's what it is.
Right. Because Yaris and Touareg, those are
they both sound like weird African animals. I don't know. I'm not a car person, okay? But it didn't have cruise control. In fact, does Enterprise Rent-A-Car have to call the company and say, we would like a special version of your car with no cruise control? What?
Actually, I'm looking here. The Toyota Yaris starts at $14,115, and I don't think it has cruise control as a standard feature.
You know, what is the year? 2012? It is 2012. Why would any car? I know bicycles that come with cruise control. What? Why can you not? But anyway, that's beside the point.
Yeah, it is right there. So, it is listed as one of the only options on
the other thing about it is, it is so loud when you get up to highway speeds.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of engine they had in there, but it feels like it's a hint engine out of one of those little big Tonka, like that you can put the baby in, the little electric things that you plug into the wall that babies ride around in. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I felt bad for it. Like it was working so hard just to go a regular highway speed.
It was working hard to take you to those strippers.
And I thought my BMW was loud with the soft top, but no.
Right. Yeah, no, and it's not just the roof that the noise comes in. You know, it's the insulation on the car. And yeah, I used to drive a Toyota Tercel, which was a very loud car because you could hear the road noise and everything.
Well, I'm not used to at 70 miles an hour the car being up to like 4,000 or 5,000 RPM.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean, I'm used to, and I thought, am I in the wrong gear? I mean, I kept playing because it had like a 3, a 2, and a L. But I thought 3 was the highest gear. 2 would be lower, and L would be low.
Right.
And so 3 was what I was in, and it was struggling. I mean, it was really struggling. But anyway.
You didn't just have like an automatic?
Well, it is an automatic, but I mean, it has, you know, it's an automatic that has different choices for drive. So, like, if you're going up a hill, you can, like, anyway, regardless. So, I get there, and I walk in.
This is exciting.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying that, you know, you get there. Do you get to the strip club?
Yeah, and it took me a couple of tries to get there. And it even says on their website, you may not want to follow a GPS because some of the roads are not labeled. And you know, you may just want to use it.
Yeah, and you did.
So I had to turn around a couple of times. But I finally got there because it's behind another, a straight female strip club. And you have to, like, go around this. And anyway, so not very many people there. Kind of slim pickings. I walk in. And the first thing they tell you is you may want to go ahead and get extra cash now if you're using a card to pay your admittance, because, you know, then we can just charge it all at once and whatever. So, right. But by the way, there's a 10% fee for that. Well, I was like, okay.
Excellent.
So I was like, well, I'll go ahead and do it, because I thought what he was saying was we don't have an ATM, so go ahead and do it now. So I got out my money. So I went ahead and got $100.
And $110.
Yeah, it was $110 after the charge. And I go in, and the guys were, there were some hot dancers. I mean, there were some hot dancers. But the first thing I see when I go in there is a sea of women.
A sea of women.
I mean, it was like one big flow of menstruation cycles, if I can go that far. So I don't like women at gay bars or strip bars, or I don't feel comfortable having dick swung in my face with someone who could be my mother sitting next to me. I just don't. I mean, it's not comfortable. Not only that, but there was a bachelorette party there.
A bachelorette party.
And that's even worse.
So was it, so I'm confused then. Was this, so this clearly this was not a gay strip club.
No,
this was just a strip club.
It is a strip club that is gay but is open to all. So it's not, I mean, it's, I think it's mainly gay, and I believe their website, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just a, maybe it just caters to all and it doesn't classify itself. I don't know. You just assume
that
it's,
that you're
going
to go into a strip club and there's not going to be women.
I mean, no. I mean, I know there are women that, there are women, there are always women that go into strip clubs, but you don't expect to go in and like 95% of the clientele there are women.
Right. Women. All right. So there's women there, and?
Well, and I was in a bad mood because I had had an argument on the way there.
I'm sorry. Chad, by the way, if you've just come back because you skipped ahead 10 minutes, you should probably skip ahead another 10 minutes because Adam is just taking his sweet ass time with this story.
Well, people like details.
I know, but so, I'm just saying, you told Chad 10 minutes and now you've gone over your 10 minutes.
I didn't realize that
allocation.
You were timing me. Okay, anyway, so
I care about this.
I had had a dramatic conversation on the phone with Mittens on the way there.
Oh, God. Why? What did you have a dramatic conversation about?
No, because I was just being a drama queen. It had nothing to do with the strip bar. He's very supportive. He's very supportive about things like that, actually, which is a good thing. But right. We had had a dramatic conversation, and I had just made some statements that were very dramatic, very Adam-esque.
Well, fuck you, Mittens.
So, I'm not going to go into detail about it because I shouldn't. This is a public forum. But I'm just saying, I was in a bad mood. I got there in a bad mood. So the first stripper comes over to me, and he's just all about making money. So he comes over and like, hey, by the way, you could buy a dance. Oh, so then he tells me the prices. The $25 for a lap dance?
Yes.
No.
No.
Whatever the one in Atlanta, it's like $10 for a lap dance. For like
$10.
And in Montreal, it's $10 for a lap dance.
Well, those are $10 Canadian.
But anyway, so I mean, there are levels, but that's the first level, you know. And the Swingin' Richards, maybe it's 20. Maybe it's, I don't know. But it's not 25, I can tell you that. And the models
should
are hard.
Should not be 25.
And not only that, but they're completely naked. Well, guess what? The first level, because they have levels of lap dance, okay? Right. So the first level of lap dance is 25, and that is closed.
Oh.
And I'm here thinking, thank God we had a birth.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story with. Well, I didn't interrupt your story. You know, clearly it was the celebrity. I got to answer this. Hello.
Hello, ladies. I'm calling the death phone. Oh, there I got you.
Because
this is a premonition. I've had a premonition.
Yes.
We've got a death coming up on Wednesday. It's the death of Daniel Bebas. I don't know. It's the death of his. It's the death of your middle ages. You're now just damn old. Thank you for calling. Bye bye. And that's $25.
Right, it's a big fatty, everyone. Maybe that wasn't big fatty.
You know, is his goal when he calls to blow every needle on every mixer or soundboard that there is?
Yes.
Or is that just his goal in life?
That's his. Well, that is pretty much his goal.
I mean, so, okay, I'm going to try to make the end of the story short. So anyway.
Hold on a second. Big Fatty, thank you for calling. You're very late on that. And so you might have want to set your clock next time.
He and Auntie Vera don't like to give their names because I guess they both think that they're so famous that they don't.
Like I said, that may not have been Big Fatty. That might have been Poodle McNoodle. It kind of sounded like. So there you go.
So
no, $5.
I know this story is running long. So if anybody wants the full.
Anyway, so the first level was $25 and they were clothed.
Yeah. So if you want them to be naked, $75.
$75. Now, to be naked.
If you want the full package in a private room where basically they said anything goes. I mean, this is Illinois prostitution, basically, ladies and gentlemen. $200.
And we already know that you only took out 100. So I guess you didn't go for the anything goes. Now, when they say anything goes, they mean anything goes.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. So anyway.
Excellent.
So I'm gonna shorten the end of this. So I didn't want to do anything.
Now you're getting to the good part.
I didn't want to do anything with that guy because he just went straight to the point. Hey, if you want to dance with me, blah blah blah. And he wasn't the hottest one there anyway, so I'm like, screw you. And I was kind of sad looking because I sat at a table all by myself and I was like on my phone texting or whatever and having a sullen face. So I thought, I'm going to say hi to some people. I'm going to go up to the bar and I'm going to get, I couldn't get an alcoholic drink because I had the 6-hour drive home, but I got a bottle of water. And one of the cute but not necessarily hot strippers came up to me and started talking to me, and he was like rubbing my shoulders and giving me a back rub and all this. So I went into like in-depth detail about how shitty a night I was having.
That was exciting.
So anyway, I mean, he hung out for at least like half an hour or more, never asking for a dance at all. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get a dance with him because it looks like he has a nice penis and he's cute.
Right.
He's just not the hottest one here, but he's really nice. He's really nice to me. So I said, let's go get a dance. So we did. So we do that. And then what?
Wait, what level did you go for?
So I said, I'm going to do the 25.
The 25. Yeah, the 25. You've spent 30 minutes of your life with me here. So I'm going to pay you less than $1 a minute. And,
well, no. So here's the deal. So he started with the 25 and basically said that... he was convincing enough with the $25 level that I decided to, I said, can I merge this in to the $75 level?
Can I just give you another 50?
Yeah. So he said yes. And so we did that. And the reason I was telling you, I know that lots of things go on in the $200 level. First of all, they will do anything at 75, which they didn't tell me at the beginning. But he said, oh, we never sell the $200 one, please. But anyway, as I was having my dance, this blonde woman walks back with this other stripper, and the stripper who was giving me a dance says, oh, she's going to get fucked. I'm like, what? I'm like, so she's getting the $200 level. And he's like, no, she's probably getting the 75, but he's going to pound her good. I'm like, oh, great. Good. Well, so, yeah. So I don't know if I should tell the rest of this.
I want to hear the rest of it.
Well, so I got.
There is nothing that could possibly happen that would make me not be able to hear. God damn it. Where's that button? I would not be able to hear the end of this.
I'm going to end it there and say.
No. I want to know. I want to know what happened. Bullshit. So, go ahead. Tell me what happened.
Nothing else happened.
Tell me what happened.
I don't know if I can. What if Mittens listens to this show?
No, he's not listening to this show. Who could have possibly predicted that happened?
I don't know. I'm sure there were listeners making bets
right in the middle of that, and I wanted to hear it. And it's hello.
Oh, hi, Adam and Daniel. This is Greg calling from New Zealand.
I think is it someone named Greek calling
Greek from New Zealand.
Someone called Greek calling from. I think it was. I'm gonna start that over again. It's like
Oh, hi, Adam and Daniel. This is Greg calling from New Zealand. I'm just going to report a dead off a celebrity.
Yes.
His name's Ian Turpie. He's world famous in Australia, and not quite as world famous here in New Zealand. He's through AirTear, which everyone absolutely hated, so that's why we got to know him.
Right.
I just thought I'd just report that he died, and he died on 11th of March 2012. Bye.
All right, and he's the dude from The Price is Right, right?
That's what, yes, but he...
The one that Scotty called.
Yeah, we had a call about him last week.
So, and I think we decided that no.
But regardless.
But Greg, that was an awesome phone call. Thank you, Greg, for calling. And we, you know, personally, we were very sad that Ian Torp died.
Well, I was wondering why they didn't, like, you know, televise his funeral like they did Whitney Houston's.
Right. Here's my question. These two celebrity death things that have come in sounded like they came in quite a while ago, because one of them was clearly before my Wednesday birthday, and the other one was, you know, right after Scotty's calling in about this. Did we miss a couple of phone calls and you were just trying to sneak them back in here?
No, we did not. One of them did come in the same day that we recorded, but it came in after we recorded.
Got it.
And
got
one of them came in later this past week. So.
Right.
No.
All right.
I did not miss
it. I don't even remember. Wait, I do remember where we were.
No,
so
anyway, you were sitting.
You were there in the club, and you had the stripper's penis in your hand.
We were actually moving on to your week.
No. Okay, go ahead. So you had the stripper's penis in your hand, and what else happened?
I might have gotten excited and pulled mine out, and
yes,
I might have needed to clean up afterwards. That's all I'm going to say. But the funny thing about that was,
yes,
is that he couldn't find the roll of paper towels. And he said, I think it's in the room where the woman's getting fucked.
Ah, excellent.
And I can't get it. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Right. So in the entire strip club, there's one roll of
yes,
paper towel.
The communal roll of paper towels.
Excellent.
Oh, I may not have a mittens after this story.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, it's all just for the sake of entertainment. No one actually believes you did this. We're just, it's all for
nothing
entertainment.
Nothing on this show is real.
No.
There is not even a mittens. My name is not even Adam.
Right.
So the drive of shame back was I realized in my 6-hour drive back.
That you never found the roll of paper towels.
That it was totally not worth 12 hours.
No. No.
That's what I
12 hours and $100-something later. Plus gas.
Plus gas, yes.
Plus the rental car.
Yes. Well, the rental car I had to get anyway, but.
Well, you didn't have to if you weren't going to go.
Well, no. I mean, I guess I got the rental car early because I didn't want to drive the BMW that many miles at those speeds before all the work is done on it. So
right.
I guess, but, you know, anyway. So what
excellent.
About exploring New England?
We've gone on for so long now.
No, you always say that. I don't care.
I don't even know if we.
We have had short episodes for the past 2 or 3 episodes. Tell us all about it. Because my last one is...
So, well, no, because we're, even though I have complained bitterly that we have not had snow and winter up here, it has been cold. Cold. Like when Stephen was here visiting, we went to Dinosaur State Park, which is, by the way, is closed on Mondays. But we went to Dinosaur State Park, and it was interesting to go through the little museum there and whatnot and see the thing. Because long story short, there's like this, they were building something right up the road here. And as they were digging in it, they actually found this old dinosaur era lake bed that had dinosaur tracks on it and stuff. And so then they realized that, oh, this is a place that had lots of fossils and tracks and stuff. So they made it into a state park.
Because that's what you do.
Right. That's what you do. And so you go and you see all the little dinosaur state park things, and then, you know, this is what the dinosaur would look like. And so, but it's also a state park. So it's got trails and it's got stuff that you can go and do. And the problem with it was too damn cold to go out and do that. I'm not going to go hiking in the woods when it's, you know, 22 degrees outside, because that's just not fun.
Now that's bullshit that you're telling us. You're not going to go hiking in the woods because it's cold. We all know that you're not going to go hiking in the woods because you do not like physical exertion.
That's not true.
I was
a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
I was a Boy Scout. I was trustful, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. No, Stephen was here. It's like if he wanted to go on the little trail, I would have gone on the trail. I wanted to explore, you know.
You wanted to go on the little trail.
What? Shut up. All right. So here's the thing is, there's lots of stuff up here that I want to see, right? Because I just moved up to this area. I've never lived up in this area before, and I've never had any relatives up in this area. So this, as far as I'm concerned, this, you know, this is like a huge blank slate up here. There's all these cool things up here that I can do because it's the entire New England area. So I can go to Salem, Massachusetts and see where they burn the witches, or I can go to, you know, see Plymouth Rock out on the coast, which, by the way, Stephen says doesn't even exist. But and I can go to Cape Cod. I can go to up to the Ben and Jerry's headquarters in Vermont and take a tour of the factory. I can go to Boston Harbor or to New York Harbor for 4th of July and see the fireworks and stuff. So there's all kind of stuff here that I want to go and do and explore and see. Problem is, I got to wait for the fucking weather to clear up a little bit because it's just too cold to be outside, right?
Well, aren't most of those things in buildings?
No, I'm just saying if I was going to go, you know, explore Salem, Massachusetts, I'm going to be walking around the town.
And, so do they have like live reenactments of things with like people dressed up in like
don't know.
Old clothing?
I don't know. Maybe we get to burn actual people. I don't know. It might be. I don't know. That's why I want to go see it. So
or at least
here's my thing.
Stunt women doused with kerosene, you know.
Right. So here's the thing. There's all these things that I want to do up here, and there's all these things that I want to see up here. And so I'm trying to compile my list of things to do as soon as it gets warmer. So I was just going to invite, that's like exploring New England. I was just going to invite any of the listeners out there who would like to email me a suggestion of stuff and something to do in New England. And so that's anywhere in the quad state area. So that would be Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, or Vermont, or even New Hampshire, actually. Or for that matter, New York. So what? Now we're up to like six states, but
I would,
but only New York
list
City.
Of all
not,
of the United States, things right, that I yeah, should the, do.
No, the northeastern Before portion of the United States. You know, if there's something up here in the New England thing that you think would be cool for me to see, please let me know because I don't know anything about the stuff up here, and I would like to explore. And you know, like we're planning on like maybe next weekend, if the weather is cooperative, we are going to go find this train that goes to New York and take the train because I didn't want my first trip in on the train in New York to be where I had to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wanted to do the test run and make sure that, oh, okay, this is where we go. We park and then we can get on
the train
and then
works.
We'll take us in and it, make sure, you know, oh, and this is the station we're going to be at. And then this is how we find the train to get back. And then, you know, and that way, and this is where it comes out. And then we'll walk around and see where it's at. So that way we're not like going like, oh my God, the reservations are in 10 minutes and we're like on some street and we don't know where we are and stuff like that.
Are these Amtrak trains?
No, there is Amtrak trains up here, but this particular one, the one that goes from Connecticut to New York City, is MTA.
Oh, okay.
Which don't ask me what MTA stands for. MTA.
It's probably just something like Metropolitan Transfer Association or something like that.
It is called the MTA.
Right.
It's called the MTA.
Do they have a mascot or anything? You know,
it's I could share my screen and show it with you. If you go to mta.info,
you know,
you would see
what
it.
A perfect mascot for a train company would be a woman with a rope tied around her.
A woman with a why would that
on
be
on a track?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, so this is the MTA, which is a New York thing, but there is a Metro North line that goes up in the Connecticut because there are a lot of people that live in Connecticut and work in New York. Anyways, and also if any of the listeners out there that live in New York, like Patrick in New York, I don't think Eric Southernmore listens to us, but Eric Southernmore is in New York. But, you know, if you guys, you know, had some ideas of stuff to do in New York, that would also be cool. So, yeah, just, you know, call or write in, and that was all I was going to say, is that, you know, maybe I'll whip up some theme music for it and whatever, and maybe we can, you know, I can tell you about my trips and as I explore New England.
Now, speaking of listeners and meeting them and stuff like that, I really have to go back and say that I am going to make one more trip up to the strip club so that I can meet Chad, because he did offer to take me there and let me stay with them. But right. I really needed to have a really quick trip and not spend the night. And it was a short notice thing, so I didn't want to trouble them. I do want to meet him.
See, this is exactly like me going into New York and not doing anything and coming back. It's that trial run thing. See, now you know that when you go and visit Chad and everything, you should take your own roll of paper towels.
That's right.
He'll hit you, because there's only one in the entire club.
Exactly. Oh, what's that?
I think that's a phone. I'm not sure. Let's answer it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, this is Brother Status, and I'm calling to say that the bluegrass musician Earl Scruggs has passed away today.
Earl Scruggs?
He is best known for playing in the...
Jed Clampett. What? Did you cut that off? Or
no.
That's how his
phone call came in. That is because bluegrass musicians are so well known.
Right. Actually, no, this one, I actually do know Earl Scruggs. Let's see, Earl. So I'm going to find it here on the Amazon, and I'll play it for you. Because I'll tell you right now, right away when I play this, you will recognize what you know him for, I think. You ready?
I'm ready.
You'll recognize this song that Earl Scruggs sang.
Black Gold, Texas Tea.
Oh, yeah.
So he sang the Beverly Hillbillies song, actually.
The original one? Because that doesn't sound like the original.
No, it's actually, this was the song that the show was based off of. So the song is called The Ballad of Jed Clampett.
Oh, okay. So he didn't sing the actual one on the TV show.
Right, but it was his song that they made the show about.
Yeah, because I was gonna say the TV show, I believe, I don't know who it was, but the TV show, the singer sounded, and I think they kind of pepped it up a little bit more or something.
I'm just trying to tell you that the TV show was based off the song. No, the song wasn't based off the TV show, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right. No.
Anyway, Earl Scruggs. Absolutely Earl Scruggs. He is a celebrity. He gets my vote. What do you say?
Sure. If Yeah, that doesn't sound right either. Okay.
Anyway, so you stepped on my ta-da.
Oh, do it again. There you go.
There you go. So, Brother Snatus, yes, you are entered into the contest. The pot goes up by $5. I still haven't looked up the price.
Should we?
But it's got to be up in the
60s. Are you keeping at least a list of who has won?
Yes, I do. I have a list.
Okay. So, because they're going to, I mean, if you miss somebody, there are going to be major riots at Pride 48.
I've got it.
That
is
indeed
under control.
If anyone goes to Pride 48 this year,
no, they're going to go to Pride 48. But here's my thing. Here's my thing is I will, you know, a week or two, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before Pride 48, I will read the list that I have.
Well,
and then if someone has was left off that list, all they have to do is just tell me what episode that we said that they got the thing on, and you know I'll go and check it and make sure that they're on the list.
Well, I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep. But I might add a celebrity death phone section on the website where we can put a list.
Oh, the people that have won.
Oh, they have won, yep.
That would be a good idea. We should probably do that. Maybe we should get an intern for this show.
Right. We need
some kind of unpaid intern.
No, then we would be copying off of Cocktails and Cream Puffs because they want an intern.
Whatever. Go ahead. I fail to see how we could steal from Cocktails and Cream Puffs when, in essence, we pay Joey to be our agent. So
right.
So
anyway, so the next segment is just a really short one that we were just going to call, I don't know, Countdown to Mittens or something like that.
I have absolutely no clue what the hell you're talking about. So
you told me that I should read the countdown every time. To him returning.
Excellent. Oh, it's the mittens countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what I. Oh, and
I
see,
said
then you did the millionaire.
To mittens, and then
you could have said countdown to mittens
to
or something.
Me, that sounds
all I heard,
like a countdown-y sort of song.
All I heard was the theme song being blared in my ear. So I, all I heard, I didn't know what any of it was. So this is the countdown to.
Right.
Yes. And so, what is the countdown?
So the countdown. Oh, and by the way, if you look on dubiousintent.com, that would be our website.
Yes.
If you look over to the right-hand side...
Oh, I looky there.
There is a clock that is continually updating. So as of right now when we record, we have 75 days, 21 hours, 54 minutes, and 13 seconds.
Indeed we do. So yay or boo, depending on your...
right.
Depending on your thing. Yeah.
So that's it. That is that whole theme. So if anyone is curious and they can't sleep at night and they want to know when Mittens might return, the countdown will remain there until he returns.
To the website, yes.
So that's it.
Excellent.
That's it.
Why are you looking at me? You've got the next theme.
Do I? Oh, what is the next segment? Yes, I do. Here, let's go with that.
the news.
All right. So, here we go. An Ohio City employee exposed himself and sent photos of his genitals to a coworker as part of a, quote, contest of private parts, according to NBC affiliate WKYC.
WKY?
Right, WKYC, not the sponsor of this episode.
No, the sponsor of this episode was Astroglide.
Let's hear a little bit about this.
You know it by the Boulevard of Flags, the crown jewel of Lake County.
The Boulevard of what?
The Boulevard of, I don't know. I wasn't listening. You expect me to listen to things we play on here?
After what we found.
Can you tell me why you got suspended for 2 days?
Channel 3 News has confirmed that this man, Building Department Inspector Rich Vial, exposed his private parts to two coworkers while they were standing in the parking lot of a Wycliffe nightclub.
I'll look you in the camera right here and I'll say I was wrong.
It was my fault.
And you stupid.
We're also told that Vial sent a photo of his penis to a female coworker on her cell phone.
Do you have any regrets?
Why was it
about
private parts and now
did?
It's a penis?
Of course.
What? Why was it private parts?
At first, it was like his private parts, like he was trying to be, like, you know, politically correct or something about it. Or not politically correct, but he was trying to be very coy about it. And then later it's like, he also sent his penis. It was like, so if he references again, will he call it his dick or his dong? It's like, he also sent his schlong picture to his mom, who...
I was just, you know, he's progressively getting racier. I don't know.
Right. Hey. Yeah.
Vial says women coworkers have their own dirty little secret, all happening on City Times.
It was a contest of, like... you know, of private parts. Okay, so that's what it was.
Vial says that a colleague even used one of the snapshots as a screensaver for her work computer. Chris Boswell is an Eastlake resident.
I think that's disgusting.
The sex contest was going on right down the hall from the office of Eastlake Mayor Ted Angieski.
Are you aware that members of your building department are participating in a contest involving private parts?
No.
Now that we broke the news, what will he do about it?
Would you search computers now as a result?
Yeah, can I see the photos?
Yes.
As for Inspector Vial,
yes,
the mayor simply
suspended
him.
I plan to look at those photos
days.
Quite closely.
Did the mayor contact police?
No one from City Hall filed a complaint with your department. Is that correct?
That's correct. There is no criminal.
Please
complaint.
Stop this. But please like just stop it. Stop it. This is ridiculous.
Well... it was a lack of judgment.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Anyway, there
ridiculous.
You go.
Who is it? I can't see your video of this, but it's just like, he sounds like a fucking douche.
I can't just because like, I have to mix.
Are you aware? Are you aware that your employees are having a penis competition?
Why,
it's
no.
Like, no. Do you plan on going and looking at their penises now that you know that? Yes.
It's so funny that one of them used it as a screensaver. He must have a really nice
He must have a very nice penis to be used as screen. Because I use The Matrix is my screensaver
right.
At work. I use that that trickly down made whatever.
So in the annals of literary history, annals. That word just sounds dirty. Anyway, there have been myriad tomes that, despite the stern-faced sincerity of their composition, boast titles that bring out the prurient grade scholar in each of us. Grade schooler, sorry.
What is this like story completely written by like vocabulary of the day calendar?
You know, I was thinking that as well. So
the myriad of prurient interest from the
right. Who here hasn't tittered quietly in an otherwise silent bookshop when spotting titles like Peter, I can't say that last name, 1987 Rumination on the Fundamental Themes of the World's
Rumination.
Religion,
oh my
the
God.
Joy of Sex. So anyway, let me go down a little bit further. So it says there's a...
No, I want to this is awesome. I want to keep hearing. It's okay. Like it's like a little mini vocabulary
or
lesson.
P.
A myriad of prurient interest, ruminating and tittering.
Or P. McSweeney's indispensable nutrition guide from 2007, Cheese Problems Solved. Whether intentionally silly or oblivious to their inherent absurdity, chuckle-worthy book titles are all around us. As reported in the UK's Guardian, an award for offbeat book titles was initiated at the Frankfurt Book Fair in 1978, organized by bookseller magazine, the Diagram Prize for Oddest Book Title of the Year, has spent
yes.
The last 34 years celebrating the silly. This year, following in the grand tradition of previous winners like Bomb Proof Your Horse And the second international workshop on nude mice. These are actual yeah. books, folks.
Yes.
The winner
yes.
is, drum roll, please.
I don't have one.
Okay. The winner is Cooking with Poo.
Cooking with Poo. I've seen this on Google Plus. Somebody like posted a picture of
by
this
by Sayud Dewong.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. It's Asian.
Right. So while you let that title sink in, it should be noted that this 114-page Thai cookbook published by Urban Neighbors of Hope isn't actually a guide to scatological cuisine.
Well, duh, because it's... Oh, see, now the best part of that was the stupid vocabulary at the beginning of the story. Because afterwards, it just began... that's like, what are we, five? With the poo-poo platter? Are we going to snicker? He said poo-poo.
The real reason that I had to pull that story out is because we had someone say that we should start a poo segment.
Yes, I know.
So I saw that. So this last one, though, is my favorite. It wasn't
very good. That was a horrible news. You know what? I take back my myriad of fury and interests.
Right.
Ruminating and tittering.
Okay.
And then ultimately letting you down.
It's the end of a school day in the eastern Chinese city of Dongyang.
Wait, can you do it? Can you do it like a really pompous like newscaster?
No,
it's like,
I can't.
It's the end of a typical school day.
Right. And eager parents collect their children after a hectic day of primary school. But that...
All the parents were dead.
But that's just the start of busy times for dozens of egg vendors across the city, deep in the coastal Xinjiang province.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen from the Egg Pharmacy. You want to have a seat over there,
right.
please?
Who ready themselves right. to cook up a unique springtime snack favored by local residents. Basins and buckets of boys' urine are collected from primary school toilets. It is the key ingredient in virgin boy eggs.
No, this is an April Fool's thing.
A local tradition of soaking and cooking in the urine of young boys, preferably below the age of 10. There is no good explanation for why it has to be boys' urine, just that it has been for centuries. The scent of these eggs being cooked in pots of urine is unmistakable as people pass the many street vendors in Dongyang who sell it, claiming it has remarkable health properties.
Stop.
Now, I was going to tell you, Daniel, here is another thing you may not want to Google. Virgin boy eggs.
Set off the alarm.
So I don't think that's an April Fool's story. There is actually video along with it. They show a pot of eggs. And
boys peeing on eggs?
It came out way... It's Reuters. I don't think they do April Fool's stories. And it came out before April Fool's. So I think that's a real story. And that's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
And they eat them?
Apparently so. They have good health benefits, it says. There's more to the story.
No, there should be no more to the story.
But I won't go into detail.
This story should be done, there, is all I'm trying to say.
That's it.
That's all I'm trying to say.
But don't Google virgin boy eggs. You know, I was thinking, virgin boy eggs, that would be kind of a catchy title for a show. And then I thought, No.
Okay. No, it wouldn't.
So, birthdays. Here we go. So, I won't give you any clues.
No hints whatsoever. This is what we like to call
bareback birthdays.
Bareback birthdays.
Oh, there right, we go. So, here we go.
Oh, this would be every woman. It's every woman's birthday.
Right.
All right, every woman is, this is Whitney Houston.
It is not.
She didn't sing this song?
I think she did, but either this person did it first. I believe this first person might have done it first.
Then it's another black woman.
It is another black woman.
It's every black woman's birthday. I don't know who this
Chaka
is.
Chaka Khan.
Oh. She played drums for Prince.
Chaka Khan. You know, the funny, it's not really funny, but, you know, a story about Chaka Khan is I actually had a girl in my school named Chaka Khan Tambu Williams. apparently
did she
after
play drums for Prince?
Chaka Khan. So anyway, she did not. So and Chaka Khan turned 59.
Mm-hmm. 59. Not quite a full Morgan Freeman.
In some ways, you're not very gay. I'm just going to say that.
Why? Because I don't know who Chaka Khan is,
because
or why I know who she is, but I, because
diva
I don't.
Black singer known to man.
It just makes me a gay with good musical taste. That's
okay,
all.
Here's the next one that you're not going to know.
Excellent.
Well, where's the play button? Hold on. Where's the play button?
Is that the clue?
No. The play button was gone. Here we go.
Okay, I recognize this song.
This is the movie version of the TV theme song. So it sounds more brassy and Broadway-ish, but...
Was there even a melody in there?
I can play the original theme for you if you like.
Oh, yeah, yes, play the original. Play the original.
Okay, let me find the original here. I did not have that one ready, so give me a second. And why is it not bringing up the TV theme when I do that search? It's only bringing up... Are you playing that music or am I?
No, that's you, because I'm not playing anything.
Why am I?
Is Barry White?
No. Why am I? Why was I playing that? So let me see. Let me see if this is.
This has gone on too long. Whose birthday is it? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Whose birthday is it? Oh, Sex and the City. So it's Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday.
Okay, it is Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday.
Right. And in human years, how old is she?
She in, oh yes, because everyone says she's a horse. In human years, she is 47.
47, half, almost a little slightly over a half of a Morgan Freeman.
Yes, exactly right, exactly right. So here is the next one. Welcome to the fantasy. No, it's not. Forget I played that.
I have no idea. Should I know that one?
Shoot, where is... okay, here it is. Sorry.
Sit down. All right, so this is the theme. Well, not the theme, but this is the Circle of Life from The Lion King.
It is?
Okay, so is someone in The Lion King?
I thought I wasn't giving clues. No, it's not someone in The Lion King.
It's not someone in The Lion King. So The Lion King itself is
no
X number of years
no. old. No. It is someone who was crucial to The Lion King.
Yes. Someone who's crucial to The Lion King.
Who may have written the music.
Oh, then I got no idea. Alan Menken or...
And sung this very song.
I don't know who sang this song. It's some African tribe this song.
Not in the movie. Elton John.
Oh, Elton John, okay.
Elton John wrote the music.
Out of the entire lexicon of Elton John.
I've not listened to Elton John music, but I knew The Lion King, okay?
Blue eyes, my baby's got blue eyes.
So Elton John turned 65.
I'm still standing.
So that would be a Morgan Freeman plus 3 or something of that nature.
Don't let the sun go down on me. John Belushi.
Baby, I got it. What?
John Belushi.
No.
John Belushi. Because this is Respect by Aretha Franklin, which was played in the movie The Blues Brothers, and one and a half of The Blues Brothers was John Belushi. So therefore, it must be Dan Aykroyd if it's not John Belushi.
Well, why don't you try the one who sang it?
Ah, so it's Aretha Franklin's birthday.
That's right. So Aretha Franklin, another diva black woman, turned...
That I knew.
70. 70 years old.
70 years old. She's almost as old as Morgan Fairchild there.
Wow, you got the right name that time.
I know.
That's okay. Happy birthday, Aretha. Here is another one. And I have something to say about this one, but I'll let you get it first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Is this Mama's Family?
It is Mama's Family.
Okay.
I love that show.
The only reason I know that until the end is because the TV station I used to play here would always follow it up with the teaser. It was like going, stay tuned for more science fiction with Star Trek, The Next Generation. I was like, when was Mama's Family ever science fiction?
So yes, that is Mama's Family.
Right, Mama's Family. A touching story about some aliens that landed on a planet and could only speak Southern.
So?
Oh, Vicki Lawrence.
Vicki Lawrence. It is Vicki Lawrence. Yes. Now, the thing I wanted to say about that is,
which, by the way, you gotta love Vicki Lawrence. She did that that mama character on the Carol Burnett Show back in 1952, and has been milking that fucker for everything it's been worth ever since then.
Well,
she's written books. She's made little bobbleheads. She's made a TV show. She goes on tour and does a one woman mama show. She has milked every dime out of that character that you could possibly ever get.
Well, I love Mama's Family, and what I wanted to say is, I was looking up information about Vicki Lawrence, and I knew that she did a one woman show dressed up as Mama.
As Mama.
And
yes.
And actually, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I should go see her sometime this year. And she was really close to me on March 16th, but that's past. The next time that she's somewhere that I know, or that is not similar, she's going to be in Connecticut on May 2nd.
May 2nd, where's she going to be? Where's she going to be?
Manhattanket. Massanhattanket.
That sounds like one of the casinos. Is she going to be at the Mohegan Sun or
Foxwoods
something?
Foxwoods Casino.
Oh, the Foxwoods. Yes, the Foxwoods Casino. You should absolutely come down and visit us on May 2nd.
Well, the problem is that's in the middle of the week, and I would have to take like 3 or 4 days off of work, and I only get 10 a year. So I don't know if I can. I don't know. But I would love to.
You only get 10 days off a year?
Yes, I only get 10 days off a year. It sucks. I moved from a company where I was getting 20 days off a year. Anyway, happy birthday, Vicki Lawrence.
You only get 10
days
off a
year? I do, yes.
Oh my God, that sucks so hard.
It does. Okay, here we go. Here's our next one.
Come on. All right. It's another diva, lady, girl, whatever. I'm coming out. I don't know who sings it, though. It's some diva-y woman.
Okay, fine.
It's Brooke Shields.
Diana Ross.
Who?
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Oh, my gosh. Take away his gay card. 68, Diana Ross turned.
Really?
Yeah, I know we have some queens rolling over in their pumps.
Okay.
But anyway, Diana Ross. There we go.
All right.
So here's the next one. Maybe, okay, you can't keep your gay card. Maybe you will keep your geek card.
You know what? I am allowed to keep my gay card as long as am gay. That's right. This is Star Trek again.
Space, the final frontier.
That is the voice of Leonard Nimoy.
You're right.
Yes, and it's Leonard Nimoy's birthday.
You're right.
And he's 122.
No. You know, he and William Shatner have birthdays very close together, within like a week of each other.
They do.
They're actually the same age. So Leonard Nimoy turned 81.
81. He looks like shit for 81.
81.
I only say this because my dad is 85, and my dad looks a lot better than Leonard Nimoy. So Leonard Nimoy looks like shit.
I think they all start looking old about that age, so I couldn't really tell you, but...
It depends on who they are. They start looking old before that.
All right. So this is the penultimate. No, it's not.
The penultimate.
This is the
last one.
Well, yes, it is, but I'm looking for a different word. This is the best birthday of the year.
It's mine.
For me.
It's mine.
Anyone.
It's mine.
Anyone.
It's my birthday.
Anyone at all.
Mine. My birthday.
Here we go.
Mine. It's my birthday. My birthday.
Okay, wait just a minute.
Mariah Carey.
Ah, yes. Very good.
I didn't actually know that. I just was trying to think of who you would like. And you keep talking about how you Google for Mariah Carey YouTube videos when you're bored at work.
I love Mariah Carey. I've kind of gotten out. I don't mention her as much anymore because I like some other people don't like some of her newer things.
Well, isn't this song is like from the 60s
or 70s, right? This is from the early 90s. She came out in 1990, but
I thought this was like a disco era song.
No, this is like 1990. So, but this is what she's famous for right here. That right there. But anyway, yes, Mariah Carey turned 42.
Excellent. And happy birthday to everyone, one and all. It's your birthday. Look, it's Katie. Katie has gotten into the 3-2-1 contact.
Yeah, and
dance.
I picked her up, so she's coughing now.
Oh, poor Katie. Did you hear Chewbacca? I threw Chewbacca in that one, too. So.
Yeah, it was either Chewbacca or her coughing. I was going to mention, yeah, I don't know probably, if I did. Yeah, she probably coughs now profoundly, profusely. So if anyone hears coughing, I didn't make her go out of the room before I recorded today. So.
Oh, poor Katie.
Anyway, so contact. So we didn't have any emails.
We didn't.
No.
You sure?
Well, I
think we might have had
not to contact at dubiousintent.com.
We might have had some emails. Let's see. I can read you some emails here. How's that? How about that? How about I read you some emails? Well, it was my birthday.
Okay. Go ahead.
So,
then.
You know, did you get that marketing email?
No.
For the homophobia song?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. I did get that and I deleted it.
Maybe if they did it in a studio, it would be good, but it was...
You know what? I didn't even listen because I thought maybe this is a virus or something and we've just gotten on some
list. No, it's a YouTube video. It's not a virus. It's someone who has clearly found us on a gay, you know, podcasting list, and they're trying to get the word out about their song called Probably Gay. It's a really cute song, by the way. Here, I'm going to try to redeem it. It's a really cute song. It's a comedy group.
There's a word called homophobic.
Homophobic.
But confusion as to how it's used. It doesn't mean gay folks are scary.
See, now it starts good, and maybe if they sang it in the studio, it would be better. But then it's just their live performance kind of went off key there. But the point is you should check it out. It's called probably just YouTube the word probably gay.
That's actually two words.
I thought about that after I said that. YouTube the phrase probably gay.
Yes.
The homophobia song, and you will see it. I'll even read you a little blurb here. Native New Yorker Katie Goodman just posted her new video a few days ago that we thought would be right up your alley. It's got 27,000 hits in one day, and HuffPo picked it up and put it on their front page. That would be Huffington.
Well,
Post
hell, page. After they right. after our podcast goes out, they'll have right. millions,
yeah,
more.
Millions, billions of stuff, billions of hits there because you know we're a important thing. And I just closed my Gmail thing there. I was going to say no. Patrick sent me a thing with the Amazon card. He sent me a little thing.
Alrighty.
A little saying.
Well, what did
thing.
Patrick say?
I'm trying to get to it. Just relax.
We're waiting. We're bated breath here. Bated breath that we're waiting for this wonderful. I mean, I can't wait. I'm like, I'm on the edge. I'm on.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Sent you a little Amazon love Amazon love to your Gmail account, Patrick. That's not what he wrote, though.
That was on our website, I believe.
Yes, I was on our website, but I've got a thing here. Hold on. Here we go. All right. So Patrick said, you really thought, you really threw us off by not looking up while you were here. Ha 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 ha. See, because he's a New Yorker. So I threw him off. So he wasn't able to rob me because I was looking up. Actually, it is true. Those who live here rarely look up at the buildings. There's another way we spot tourists. They wear colors. Most New Yorkers are dressed in black and shades of gray. And Doe on the Twitter, I rarely use it these days too. I'll throw it out. So he like had tweeted me some stuff, but anyway. Enjoy part two of your birthday next week. So thank you, Patrick. So Patrick is now letting us know that New Yorkers only wear black and gray and that they don't look up. So I'll know that when I go and do my test trip into New York City,
right,
to make sure that I am attired in black and gray and I don't and not look up.
Is it called a beatnik that dresses like that?
No, and they're called New Yorkers.
From back in the day? Were they called beatniks, like black and like, you know, beatniky kind of glasses? And
in my day, we called them goths. I don't know.
Like Dobie Gillis.
Right, like Dobie Gillis. Right. Yeah, he was a beatnik.
There you go.
He read poetry.
Any more emails?
There probably are, but you know what? Now that you've been so douchey about it,
I don't care anymore.
Don't care
the one thing that I'm not is douchey. Mm-hmm. You know, there are two personalities on this show. There's mm-hmm. douchey. And then there's sweet candy-coated rainbows. You, sir, right, are the douchey on this show.
I was going to say I'm the sweet.
I am the sweet candy-coated rainbow.
I clearly am the sweet. Go ahead. So what do we got in our voicemail segment?
No, if you have more emails.
No. Please go ahead.
Seriously, by all means.
I can try to find them while you're doing that.
Well, here's our voicemail, if it plays.
Oh, that's excellent. I love that one.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Baptist. Oh, my God. I'm not leading to the Baptist. They're creepy people machines. Well, I have to wish you a happy birthday, Daniel.
It's
me. I did not get one on my birthday, and I'm just beautiful. Well, y'all have a good time. I got to escape from the Yucatran. I'm sure Adam can tell you all about the escape routes.
I didn't understand. Maybe what? Who was that?
Well, so I did figure out who it was at the end when he mentioned where he was escaping from, because I used to work at the same place that he does. That would be Chad.
Oh, that's Chad. Oh, hi, Chad.
And the gist of the voicemail was that he was wishing you happy birthday. I couldn't understand
much of it either,
but I thought I would play it since it was a birthday message for
you. Well, thank you, Chad. Maybe if you didn't use a crappy-ass iPhone, we would have been able to hear you.
Oh, he does use an iPhone. That's
right.
Correct.
The greatest technology that money can buy.
Speaking of phones, I'm getting the Nokia 900 on April the 8th or the 9th, whichever one is.
Oh, sweet. So that is the Windows 8 phone.
Yes, I am going. I'm going to an AT&T store near you, and I'm going to purchase one.
Wait, why would you come all the way to Connecticut?
No, near. You know what is that?
Right.
Yes,
I got it. Yes.
And that was
go ahead.
That was the only voicemail we had.
Oh, well, thank you, Chad, for wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you so much. That was very sweet of you. All right. I didn't have any more emails, but I did have some stuff on our website. Let's see here. Gravitas says, I think you should create a segment dedicated to poop. There seems to be a lot of poop subjects. He's Asian, so he can't write. There seems to be a lot of poop subjects these past couple of shows. That would be poop-tastic. Poop-tastic. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. I think we had a celebrity death phone call from him as well that I didn't add to the list.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Always good to have that.
So I'll have to play that in a few minutes. We have two left anyway. You haven't spaced out very well this episode.
Something has happened to my browser, and I'm trying to get the dubious intent. Your plugin, your countdown to mittens plugin, froze up and it caused Chrome to crash. Let's see, because I had that page open there. God damn it! What was I doing?
Mittens has crashed your browser.
Mittens has crashed my browser.
Oh, damn him!
Hey, you know what? You forgot to mention John Ong's birthday in the birthday.
I was just thinking today. I haven't looked at that list that they put out on the Pride.
Wait a second. So you not only didn't list John Ong's birthday in your birthday segment, but you also didn't play a phone call from Gravita. Are you racist? Do you have something right. against the Gaysians?
I do. That's why I'm dating an Asian. I
don't. Right.
Right. What is it? I'm masochistic. I'm racist, but I'm dating one.
Right, exactly. All right, so we got a couple of things on Google Plus here. One of my favorite ones, I don't even know where I would find this here. My favorite one that came through here came from Scotty, let's see, who said, regarding replacing bombs with a new secondhand car to save thousands in repairs, You can't put brains in statues.
You know, we didn't even have to read that one.
Oh, I love that one. Now I laughed at that
one. He did send a picture of a ute.
Yes, because, he did. An old ute at that. Yes.
Yeah, because a ute. In Australia, yeah. A ute is a shortened version of utility vehicle or SUV.
Yes. He sent a picture of a dead one. Actually, he didn't send it. It's on Google Plus. You could go and find it on the Google Plus. And let's see, what else did we get on the Google Plus here? And I'm just like, God, how long is this show? You know, this show has been like going on for 6 hours.
Well, we're making up for lack of show the past 2 weeks. So
no, we have not had a lack
of show. It's been short. I will say he included me along with Wes Stone in those people who apparently are statues and have no brains. So if I am on the same list as Wes Stone, I am a happy man.
Well, there you go. even if that list is, people who have never heard of financing. Anyway, so so those are the that's the voicemail. That's a good one. Oh, shit, I got nothing else. That's it.
Okay,
I got nothing.
But I bet we have some more celebrity death phone calls.
Oh, do we? Oh, that would. I don't know. Do you have that phone?
Is there a phone ringing?
I threw it away, and I wasn't. Oh, there it is.
Okay. I got it. I got it right here. I think.
Hey guys, this is Moose P. I just wanted to call the celebrity death song. Earl yes. Scruggs died. I mean, he was
oh.
of bluegrass music.
He was.
Made an appearance one time on Beverly Hillbillies. Did the Ballad of Jed Clampett. Did Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Lots of good things. I mean, he's an incredible musician. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know.
So that was the Moose.
Excellent.
That was Moose P, who called in to say that Earl Scruggs died. And I thought for a moment there he was going to say, you know, Earl Scruggs is best known as, and then, you know, get cut off.
Right. I don't know what he was doing, if he was collecting his thoughts, but that silence at the beginning, he literally, that is part of the voicemail.
Oh,
so
excellent.
I don't know if he was sitting there, like if he had forgotten what phone number he called and like he was.
Oh, good heavens. The phone is answered.
I was either going to call my mother or the celebrity death phone, and he had to like.
I'm not
think.
Sure which message to leave. Hi, Mom. This is Moose. I was just calling to say that we won't be able to make it this weekend. Anyway, so Moose, so sorry you were beaten out there by someone, Brother Sinatus. You're beaten out there
Actually,
by Brother Sinatus. See, I do have it
Brother
written down.
Brother Sinatus couldn't complete his thought. And Moose G actually completed his entire thought. So
yes, but we have always maintained that you just have to tell us the name of the person that died and your name, and then we'll take it from there because we are trained professionals.
So I need one more phone call sound effect.
One more. Why do you need another phone call?
We have
sound
another
effect?
One.
Is this the gravitas one that you missed?
We can't announce it before.
There's no sound effect for it. It's just the phone that rings.
We're pulling back the curtain here.
I don't actually press a button on a soundboard or anything.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Mr. Gravitas. I am here to call the celebrity death phone about what's his name? Teleo Uvidia. He is the inventor of Red Bull.
The inventor of Red Bull. He died.
Bye.
Bye. See, I'm translating for him. Right. Yeah. Scurvitas.
So,
all right. So, yeah, I was translating. So, the inventor of Red Bull.
Now, is Gravitas really Asian?
Yes. Inventor of Red Bull.
He does a very bad Asian accent for an Asian.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it's like he's trying way too hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His name was Krating Dang?
I don't know. It's the inventor of Red Bull. And apparently Gravitas was calling from a bar after having drunk a bunch of Red Bull. I don't know.
after having drunk many Red Bulls.
Yeah,
apparently.
So
Thai billionaire inventor of Red Bull, Shiloh Yudavnya, died age 89. I have never actually had Red Bull. Have you ever drank Red Bull?
I have not.
Well, then in that case, I'm sorry.
Oh, I have one more thing to say. This person will never call the show. I can guarantee you that.
Guarantee it.
Mittens himself
yes.
wishes you a happy birthday.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
I would not believe that Mittens wished me
no,
happy birthday.
No, he does. He literally today, this morning, when we were talking, said, when you record your show this afternoon, tell Daniel I said happy birthday.
Aw, well, thank you, Mittens. And, you know, you could record a happy birthday on your little smartphone there and just email it to me, and then you don't have to, like, call and pay for the...
I guarantee you he will never allow his voice to be on this show. I told him he could, and he has summarily shot down every time I have asked, so...
Right. All right, so let me I'll just throw this out there. Everyone who is not shy... call into the DI Plus voicemail line and say happy birthday and say that you're Mittens. And then that way, Mittens, you can just go ahead and call in and no one will know that it's actually you or not.
Right. And I don't think he gets to this part of the show ever either, so he won't even
that's
know.
True. So we'll have to put this up front.
Right. But I don't edit, so.
You don't edit. This has just been a crappy show.
It has not.
This has been a crappy, long, crappy show. There was no tech segment because today is April 1st. And so every news story on the internet today is basically a joke, right? Like Conan O'Brien taking over from Pete Cashmore at Mashable.
Oh.
So it's like all the tech companies are all doing their, you know, I didn't even look and see what was Blizzard's big joke today.
I don't know. So. I didn't even look.
You know, World of Warcraft does they're famous for their April Fool's thing every day.
Every day? Every day. Oh, wow. They do
every year. Right. And you'll see. Let's see what they do. There we go. New Blizzard Kid series to offer the most epic learning experiences ever. Okay, so here we go. Games can be incredibly useful tools to teach players valuable skills and life lessons. To help young gamers take learning to the max, trademark, we're launching Blizzard Kids, a suite of educational games set in the Blizzard game universe. Blizzard Kids... games will cover important subjects for gamers from age 6 and up, including mathematics, reading, writing, science, history, and more. Visit the Blizzard Kids preview page now for screenshots, game description. Oh, I'm going to go to that page right now.
You know, is one of those kids learning topics boys' urine?
No. It's here, so you get the Zergling teaches typing.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
What does the Murloc? What does the Murloc teach?
Zergling teaches. Let's see. What is it? Do we have the Reading Ravager? The Westfall Trail, Turbo Science Vessel, Strat Blaster. No, there's not a Murloc one. There's no Murlocs.
Oh, so we got how the Zergling. Dare they?
Right. And so the Zergling, if you don't spell the word right, he kills you. Anyway, so I got nothing. I absolutely got nothing.
You mean you made the show like 3 minutes longer for that?
I did. It was just, I thought maybe I honestly had not looked at it. I thought maybe that would be something interesting to look at. I know that, you know, my other game that I play, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, you know, that new add-on pack, they do an April Fool's thing where if you set up an animal park, you become the overzealous Jew keeper. See, it wasn't even worth it. It was just a lame ending
like
to a lame show.
Of additional down the drain.
Crap. DI Plus, written, recorded, distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's a series of numbers and letters on your phone that you can dial. Or you can send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. And of course, you could go to dubiousintent.com and see the Mittens countdown and... other thing. So there you go. So you've got some homework assignment this week, folks. Call in, say happy birthday, say your Mittens. Call in, let me know like where in New England I should go and visit. And you know, I got nothing.
Exactly. That's exactly what you need to do.
That's exactly what
exactly.
You need to do. Exactly.
I'm gonna go
literally.
You know what? I'm gonna go look for another roll of toilet paper.
it's paper towels.
Oh, paper towels.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Adam.